Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome. This is the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show with Saints head coach Kellen Moore. I'm Mike Hoss, Bobby Hebert at the Silver Slipper Casino in Hancock County, Mississippi. Coach Moore, how are you this evening?
We're doing well. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Yes, sir. So I know we're going to talk a lot about the little things tonight, and it's easy to go right to the final drive or the final couple of drives, but I kind of wanted to start on the other end, the beginning of the game, you know, where you have opportunities, the pass to Chris Olave, missed 40-yarder, then penalties allow San Francisco to score, and then suddenly in a game you feel like you should be leading, you're down 7-0. So I guess it is a question about the little things, but more early than late.
Yeah, I think that's one of the things we certainly talked about a lot today is, the end of the game, obviously we missed an opportunity there, but there's so many opportunities through a football game, through a 60-minute game in all three phases, all the way from the beginning. And every play matters. Every play counts. We can't miss the opportunities when they're presented to us. And, when you have those things add up in any quarter, they all add up and, you don't take advantage of those chances.
Now, you talk about phases of the game. Coach Moore, I look at this, and I saw this in practice. I saw this, the preseason games. But I'm going to make a statement, then I'm going to ask a question. If you look at it, it seems like that's how it was, where I know you can't be 30-some percent and convert on third down, and then you can't be giving up, like, high 40s. Low 50s, I remember, I think it was in 1992, we led the NFL at 48.5% converting on third down. Well, I know anytime you get up high 40s or low 50s, you're not getting it done, then you cannot convert, 30-some percent on the third down. And the point being, at the time, look, at one time in the game, San Fran was, 8 of 12 on third down. They ended up being 8 of 15. But the thing with, I don't know, it has to drive you crazy. For these conversions, the 49ers faced a third and 10 or longer. And then in week one, we allowed conversions on third and 10, third and 11, third and 12. What can you and Coach Staley do from a strategical standpoint to not let that happen? Because that's what you preach, I think, all teams. That's what we want to get them in. But you cannot let them convert. You're outstanding on first and second down. And this is what you want to beat to get them off the field. So what maybe from a strategical standpoint, I know you and Coach Staley talk about this. What do y'all need to do?
Yeah, no question. I think you hit it perfectly. First and second down, you do too much good to put yourself in those situations you want. Those are the situations we want from a defense perspective. And it's been the story so far, penalties and big plays. And so, we still got to play tighter from a cover standpoint. We got to be really disciplined. I think a couple of these penalties are just 100% self-controlled. Illegal hands to the face, a defensive pass interference where we're just simply early. These are things that we can't have because we're putting ourselves in too good of situations. And schematically, we'll continue to evolve. We'll continue to try and put ourselves in better positions. We do got to get to the quarterback in those situations. We got to push the guy off his spot, put him in challenging situations so we can convert that and get the ball back on offense and have those big moments that you're leading up to in those situations.
Now, Coach Moore, to stay on, I guess, Coach Staley's team, because I view him, you're the head coach, but he's like the head coach of the defense. You can't do everything, and I know you trust him. But I look at the turnover margin. I think we need to be somehow, I don't know, when all said and done, the season's over, can we be? I'm not saying we got to be plus 14, whatever, but I know we got to be on the plus side. Now it's like back-to-back games, we zero for the game and zero for the season. Now, I know from an offense perspective, you turn over, then you got to get two back. But what can you do with Coach Staley? Because I am aside, we need to take away the football, be more opportunistic. And I'm not saying just when they're moving the ball in the red zone, but that's a significant takeaway. But that's one thing I would say. We're protecting it, but in the first two games, we're not taking it away enough. And I'm not talking about scoop and score, pick six, just somehow getting more fumble recoveries or interceptions.
Yep. Turnovers are a huge indicator of having success as a football team. And so we got one. I thought Chris Rump did an excellent job. It was kind of a second effort thing. He actually slipped and got back up and made a big big play in the third quarter. They gave us a chance, and we were able to convert and score a touchdown behind us. So that's a really good example of when you create turnovers, you flip the game because you stop them, and then you go score points. And so we just need more ops at it. We need to get the ball. We need to get hands on the football in the pass game. I think that's the big thing that's showing up is we've been close in the box, in the run game. We've been attacking the football, but we got to get our hands on more footballs in the pass game and give ourselves more opportunities to make these plays because we need them.
Coach, I want to talk about yak yardage, yards after the catch. And I know it's a tricky stat because sometimes it could be by design and a guy finds a soft spot in the zone and he sits down. But Chris Olave, 13 receptions, 22 yards after the catch. That's 1.7. That's the lowest in his career. Rashid Shaheed, 10 receptions, 18 yak yards, 1.8. That's the lowest in his career. So I guess kind of a two-part, is that more by design of the play or just they're not getting, the where they're catching it and how they're catching it aren't allowing much yak yardage?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think it's something that certainly we want yak yardage. That's the hidden yardage so many times in offensive football. And so we do need to find more opportunities for that. There needs to be more completions where we can get out in space and get those yards, particularly on first and second down. And so, there's a lot of free yards to be had when you have those opportunities. And so, I thought, San Francisco, Arizona, more of a zone vision defense, they're going to rally and play really good. And so we got to have excellent perimeter blocking in those situations. And our guys just got to keep finding opportunities for that because certainly it's going to be a huge indicator of having success.
Kellen, I think you did an outstanding job, not so much the first game, but this game, the balance in your play calling. What I mean by that, having 30 rushing attempts, 34 passing attempts, I don't care if it's, Justin Herbin, Jalen Hurts, or Pat Mahomes. You don't want him throwing the ball 40-plus times. Usually you're playing catch-up, whatever. So I thought that was a good mix. Was it the ebb and flow of the game you're in? Why 30 rushing attempts and 34 passing attempts? Because I thought that was a great balance there. And we averaged 4.1 yards a run.
Yeah, certainly. I think we were able to play more mixed football, mixed down football, which I mean when you have the ability to have to throw the run and the pass. And I think that leads up to, not shooting yourself in the foot with silly penalties on first down, putting yourself behind the sticks. We're able to hang with the run game more, play action, which is, I didn't do a good enough job in week one of getting ourselves into the play action rhythm. We were playing too much drop back football. And so, certainly every game, I think you feel that way. Certainly when you play San Francisco, the last thing you want to do is turn into a drop back mode against the way they play on defense. And so, I thought our guys did a really good job of hanging in there. When you get 30 rush attempts, you get 25 completions, you got a lot of opportunities for touches there for our guys.
Need to take a quick break, then we'll come back here on the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show. Mike Hoss, Bobby Hebert, along with Saints head coach Kellen Moore, back after this on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by StreetEasy.
What I miss most about New York City, I miss the life, I miss the culture, and just stuff to do, just stuff.
I miss being able to walk everywhere. I miss the bodegas. I miss everything about New York.
I miss everything. I miss the city, big time.
Let me know you get this. Love you, bye.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.
Welcome back. This is the Saints Coaches Show, the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show. Mike Hoss and Bobby Hebert, the Cajun Cannon, along with Saints head coach Kellen Moore. And you and I talked in the pregame about how this team had put the emphasis this past week on the penalties with the 13. You had five in the first half. Groupie kick is in the third quarter is actually a penalty. But after that, just one on the defense. So seven, obviously better. But to me, it's always been – it's not necessarily how many, but what do the ones that you have impact? Do they allow drives to continue? Do they allow points? And that's most impactful. But so where are, you know, obviously an area that needs more emphasis?
Yeah, certainly. I think, you know, our main focus is just really on the controllable ones. There's judgmental calls. We can all sit there and debate some of those elements of it. And you got to play cleaner in some of those situations. But, you know, we had some that were in our control, an illegal man downfield under our control. Illegal contact, illegal hands to the face, obviously the kickoff that went short. And so we have some within our control that we just have to eliminate all those and put ourselves in better position.
You know, Coach Moore, when I look at, like, I was telling the fans this, that when you go to a game, and I like NFL history and I just love football, but I told everyone, like, you might bring your kid to the game, you got to say what you're witnessing. You don't see too often. Back like Alvin Kamara and Christian McCaffrey on the field at the same time. You're talking about pass receiving running backs, so total yards from scrimmage. And you look at the last eight seasons. It's either Alvin Kamara, Christian McCaffrey, or vice versa. And then you throw in the total yards from scrimmage since 2017. Look at Derrick Henry, Alvin Kamara, Tyreek Hill, Christian McCaffrey. So the point being, and I think Alvin Kamara still got a lot left in the tank. Now, I think live to fight another day, and you don't have that fumble if you're catching it. You know, great play by Fred Warner. But I thought that's a big difference, that he had Kamara had 13 touches in that first game against the Cardinals. Well, this time he had 27 touches and turned it into 121 total scrimmage yards. So what's your take on that as far as – now, I know it's a long season, and you want them always available. But I'm sure the 49ers think the same way McCaffrey. We want them to contribute every game. But where do you find that balance? Does it depend on the ebb and flow of the game? Or, like, if you were coaching McCaffrey, are you coaching Kamara? How do you utilize them because they're such a weapon and you want them there, obviously, for the whole season?
Yep. Two sides to that. Game day, you want to get these guys as many opportunities as you can. You know, in as many different ways as you can. And so, you know, I think that was an awesome opportunity for us on game day. We were able to play within our own, mixed downs and get the different touches that Alvin had an opportunity on. And so as the season goes, you obviously have to have awareness to it. I understand it's a long season. Kendra is going to have some games where he's going to get some workload, and some of those other guys, and Devin and Valus and those guys. But certainly, as much as we can get Alvin involved in a bunch of different ways, they did an excellent job in San Fran yesterday with Christian as well. Certainly in the past game, he had a couple big plays, and so those are special players.
Now, Kellen, looking at special teams, that phase and their return game, I thought anytime, you're a punt returner and you're averaging double digit, that like one less first down, you could flip the field, the hidden yardage. Looking at Rashid Shaheed, that one long gain of 19 yards. And, he's been like all pro in that aspect. And then Kendra Miller, I might have said this before, he might break one, but he had a long gain of 34. So I think Coach Galliano that you got to be pleased. Now, I know you want to take one to the house, because that could be the difference whether you're winning or losing, kind of like a scoop and score or a pick six. But, you look at all phases of special teams. Obviously, a group has to make his field goals. But in the return game, I think we've had the edge the first two games going into Seattle. And obviously, how important that is, just field position to get into scoring range.
No doubt, there's a lot of hidden yardage within special teams, and so the punt return, those are big time opportunities to get a 19 yard return. Really, really good. Like you said, you're stealing essentially two first downs there. The kickoff unit, I thought our kickoff group did a pretty good job. We pinned them down there a couple times. Kick return, we're close. We're going to break one of these really, really soon. I have all the confidence in the world in this kickoff return team, and so we're close. We're going to make one happen.
Can you kind of talk a little bit more about Blake? So obviously he had such a phenomenal training camp. He's missed 2 of 4, a 37 and a 40. Now, you weren't here, but I know you know about it. In 23, he kind of went through it, right? He made his first 6 as a rookie. And then he went 4 games where, he missed 4 field goals in 3 games. But then he kind of overcame it, right? I mean, he kind of had that. So he's shown that he can kind of overcome these parts where he misses. They're short. They're not 50 plus where he's missing. Just your thoughts on kind of what he's going through mentally.
Yeah, I got all the confidence in the world in Blake. I think, my sample size through the whole offseason program, this guy's been phenomenal. Obviously, we've missed 2 ops, and they're big ops. He knows that. We all know it. He's going to respond really, really well. And so I think, the lesson is he's had these bumps before, and he's going to navigate it just like he's done in the past, where he's going to find the solution. He's going to get better this week, and he'll be ready to go. And, he helped us certainly even in week one with some of those other kicks that he got, that we were able to at least keep ourselves in that game. And so, he's going to respond the right way, and we'll get this thing going.
Kellen, looking at, can you put stack games? You've had 2 outstanding first games. Can you do it again in Seattle? I thought, veterans and one of the leaders, obviously, on the defense, DeMario Davis ain't playing like an old man. He is like old for football, but he's getting those double-digit tackles, very similar to Fred Warner of the 49ers. You could see lead by example and make it plays. But I think also it seems like Carl Granderson is taking that next step. Outstanding game against the Cardinals and now the 49ers. And then a player Coach Taylor's familiar with, new uniform and all, but Chris Rump, you mentioned that early. He comes up with a sack, quarterback hurry, tackle for loss. He had also had forced a fumble. And then you got a young mix. His first start as a rookie, y'all saw that in the draft, where a Sanker. Now, he was right there with Double D. He had 8 total tackles, tied for unassisted tackles with 5 with DeMario. So just talk a little bit about what you saw in Sanker for his first start in the NFL. It ain't in Virginia no more. This is the NFL. And then talk about how Granderson has progressed and the guys I mentioned.
Yeah, we'll start with Sanker. Just really pleased with how he played. I thought his play style, his physicality, there's always going to be awesome, awesome growth opportunities for a kid who's playing his second NFL game. But I thought, when him and Eric are working Justin, working back there, they're going to do a phenomenal job. I can just tell they communicate at a really high level. we got a special player in Jonas. And so, and I'm really excited that you talked about some of our veteran guys, because you just can't take for granted what DeMario's doing. This guy's really, really special in our league. His approach to it week in and week out, I wish people just got to watch like a day in the life of DeMario and just see the way this guy prepares. He's a special person, special player. There's a reason he's performing at this high of level at this age. And then you talk about those edges. You know, Chris had the big time play. I love that, you know, Bobby, you mentioned Grando, because Grando is just his motor and his energy is contagious, I think, to our football team. And when you see him out there playing every single play, his impact in the run game, his relentlessness as a rusher, he's a really special player. And I feel like we're really fortunate to have him.
Need to take a break here when on the Saints Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show. Mike Austin, Bobby Hebert, along with Saints head coach Kellen Moore. When we come back, we'll look a little bit ahead to Seattle. Stay with us here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Welcome back. Now moving on to next week, brought to you by John Fayard Moving and Warehousing, First in Service, Week 3 Saints in Seattle. A homecoming of sorts. Of course, you're from Prosser, Washington. That is southeast of Seattle. Go up a little early, but if you want to know anything about Seattle, wow, all you need to look at is that Pittsburgh game. They go to Pittsburgh, and they just drum Aaron Rodgers. He's 18 of 33, 203, 54% completion. They're 1-1, but, you know, if not for a kind of a crazy play by Jake Tonjes in the end zone for San Francisco and then a fumble caused by Nick Bosa, this would be a 2-0 football team. So very stout Seattle team you'll be facing.
Yeah, no doubt. I have a ton of respect for Mike McDonald, his work that he's done up there. I think just, you know, takes a little bit of time just to kind of get the systems in place. And so their defense is just playing phenomenal. You look at what they were doing on the back end of last year on defense, and certainly they've continued this year. They essentially have the exact same defensive group and added to it. They got a really special group that's playing at a really high level. And then offensively, they made a change and obviously brought Clint in that everyone from here is familiar with. Clint does an awesome job. They run the football really well. They're going to create some play action opportunities. And so it's going to be a really well coached, really, really challenging game on the road. But it's going to be a ton of fun for our guys. I'm excited that our guys get to have this is going to be their first shot at a road game and chance to go win it.
Kellen, now looking at Spencer Rattler, I try and tell fans, oh, hey, Barry, just taking up for him because he's your quarterback, whatever. I said, no, I think Spencer Rattler, I like Holly's handling adversity, and I could see him getting better and Holly's leading the team. Now, I think we can win games with Rattler, and I know you think the same way, that, the quarterback gets too much of the glory, too much of the blame, whatever, because that comes with the position. But I think we need to play much better in other areas around him to help him out. You know, obviously he knows he's got to make a better pass to Chris Olave. Then all of a sudden we could have been winning 7-0, how we have the momentum instead of catching up. We have the lead, or 10-0 at the beginning of the game. Now, Olave, how about you make a great catch? I know the ball's behind you. You want to get paid like a number one receiver. Make that catch. So I can go on and on about that, but then I see Rattler all of a sudden gets off to a slow start as far as completing passes, but he goes 14 consecutive passes at one point with completions. And then a couple of key runs, making plays with his feet, a key first downs. And I'm looking at 25 of 34, 206 yards, 3 touchdowns. I think Rattler's playing winning football. But, again, we need a new quarterback, you know, how fans are or whatever. I said, no, we need the team to rally behind Rattler. Because I think what I've witnessed, I'm not saying we'd be 2-0, but he's put us in position to win both games and not like, oh, we lost the game because of Spencer Rattler.
No, I think there's a lot of positives with how Spence played. I thought, for the slow start, I thought he just rallied really, really well to go 23, I think, of 26 to finish the game with a couple big-time plays towards the end. I thought his feet came alive, the fourth down, a third down run as we're going approaching the red zone. So his legs came alive in really, really opportunistic situations. He's a young kid that's growing, and I love the way he's battling. I love the way he's competing. He's going to keep growing each and every week. And I think, for our quarterback room, we got a young group there that these guys are all going to develop as we go. And so I'm excited to keep seeing these guys growing, obviously in particular Spencer on the field and the other guys, behind in practice. And so, Spence has done a lot of good, and I'm really fired up for him.
Now, Kellen, how do y'all handle, because it seems like Now, you from that, that's your country. It's in the United States, but you might as well be out of the country. That's how far. It's like we go on extreme. I don't know what the NFL schedule makers. You can't go further northeast or northwest. So we're going to Seattle, and then we're going to be in Buffalo. How do you figure out from a strategic standpoint? I don't know the scheduling as far as, okay, when's the right time to go? I know y'all going early. I remember Sean one time, we might have played out in California, and we ended up playing Seattle. We stayed out there. But, yeah, that's like, you know, we play games in Brazil now and Europe and everywhere. But that's almost like out the country way in Seattle and Buffalo from New Orleans.
Yeah, yeah. So the next 2 weeks, obviously, we do have each coast. So it's a unique schedule in that sense. We had a lot of discussions about this just to put ourselves in the best position. What we're going to do is go out a little bit early just so we can get slightly acclimated. We don't want to spend the whole week out there. We're going to get slightly acclimated to the Pacific time zone, the climate. Our guys will get a little bit extra time to spend together, which I think obviously is a bonus there. And then don't spend too much time out there because, like you said, we're going to turn around. Now we're back up in the Northeast next week. And so we feel like we got a good plan here for these guys to get acclimated and you know, be ready to go.
Well, Coach, we would have preferred it at Caesars Superdome, as I know you would have as well. But Prosser Washington from Washington, if there's ever a second place to get that first W as an NFL coach, it would be in Seattle. So we appreciate your time. Best of luck and good luck in Seattle.
All right. Thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate you.
Let's pause 10 seconds to let stations identify themselves here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. When we come back here on the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show, we will talk with the cornerbacks coach, Grady Brown, his first year here in New Orleans, 4 years in Pittsburgh before coming here. We'll talk to him after the break here on the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021 and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Welcome back to the Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show here on the Saints Radio Network. Mike Hoss and Bobby Hebert now being joined by Grady Brown, first-year cornerbacks coach, played at Alabama A&M, coached in college, and spent the last 4 years with the Pittsburgh Steelers before now his first year here in New Orleans. Welcome to the show, Coach.
What's up, guys? Thanks for having me.
No, we're all good, man. Just wanted to talk about, you've got such a nice kind of mix of youth and veterans in the cornerback room. with an Ugo Amadi and Ike Yadam, Alante, and Kool-Aid. Talk about Kool-Aid and kind of the skill set that he has, and always you're on this balancing beam of be aggressive, but man, you don't want the PI, interference in week one, illegal use of hands in week two, that kind of stuff, where you're trying to have the balance of being aggressive, be my stop cornerback, but man, without the penalties.
Well, like you said in the beginning, it is a great room, a great mix of youth, a great mix of youth and experience. And these guys are awesome to work with every day. And to start with Kool-Aid, like you said, he has been penalized the first 2 weeks of the season. And the interesting thing is, it's kind of like you want both things at the same time. You want sticky coverage, but then sometimes that's the fleas that come with the dog as it relates to, being close to guys and getting your hands on them. So we just have to learn how to play guys close without actually fouling them. And, I mean, our head coach, Kellen, is doing a great job of having referees at practice every day. And, you just got to get guys past that college mindset. Kool-Aid is coming from the SEC, and they usually let those guys play pretty close to the receivers in that league. And, we just have to keep working on it at practice and understand that we can play guys by using our feet and not our hands, and just stay away from grabbing it because, this is the NFL and they're going to call it close.
Now, Coach Brown, I'm a fan, I should say, of Isaac Yadam, but I've been here before. I remember playing against players that I was familiar with. Now I'm on a different team. And I thought one reason why I got picked on a little bit because the 49ers were familiar with Isaac Yadam, and it seemed like they targeted him at times. It's all like a chess match. I'll match up with this. So, and I think he plays hard. He's hanging in there. But did you feel like maybe more than you maybe seen other times with Isaac Yadam that definitely the 49ers were going after him? It seemed like that to me.
Well, I'm sure that from a game plan standpoint, they were looking for that familiarity that you're talking about in terms of working with Ike every day last year at practice and kind of having a general idea as to what type of player he is. But I wouldn't necessarily say picking on him. This position is just so unique because you play a ball game and you provide sticky coverage and you provide close coverage and tight windows, and then all of a sudden you find yourself in a two-minute situation where maybe that receiver gets the best of you in that position. And, he stood up tall for most of the game, and it's just unfortunate that we can't take that one play away, talking about that two-minute explosive play that we gave, but we just can't take it away as a room. It's a reality of what we did last week. So I thought Ike held up, but we just got to control, keep a lid on the defense and play with good leverage and control those explosive plays.
Oh, Brown, Coach Brown, I look at, hey, all I know is the best pass coverage is the pass rush. You can't let a quarterback make a sandwich back there. I mean, and we shouldn't have to blitz.
Rushing coverage, huh? Rushing coverage. We would always say that. Yep, rushing coverage travel together, absolutely.
Yes, because you have to have a clock in your head, especially – he's a little mobile, but he's not like Kyler Murray running all around. So that's why, to me, when sometimes, we got to cover people. I go, no, he has too much time in the pocket. We got to get a better pass rush. But along with that, Alante Taylor or even with Reed, those are guys they're the alpha dogs. We're counting on them in the secondary, and everybody's watching the film, and you never want to miss tackles. But that's magnified when all of a sudden, no, that's the difference whether they got a first down or not. And how do you emphasize and talk to them? Or they know I missed that damn tackle, and they get frustrated. But we cannot miss those tackles. It's amazing, how the impact of the game and a significant conversion can make whether you're going to make them punt or are they scoring points.
That's exactly right. The two things we're talking about, explosive plays in the passing game and making tackles in space, making tackles on the perimeter. And those are two things that we just have to be experts at. And we have to bat a high percentage at getting that job done. And we were spotty. this past game. So that's something from a coaching standpoint that I have to point out on tape. I have to try to put those guys in positions at practice every day where when you take the field on Sunday, you have the confidence that, yeah, I've made this tackle a number of times. I've been on this island a number of times. And you talk about being on an island, but it's not just coverage. It's also tackling. But again, that's the fleas that come with the dog as it relates to our position. So we just have to be more consistent. We have to be better, and we will be.
Coach, a couple of quick ones, because the first one may be very quick. Are you the coach? I only see this from afar. Are you the coach when they're stretching with the tennis ball and the DBs, throwing the tennis ball to the DBs?
I am the coach with the tennis balls.
So tell me about that. What you know, its purpose and kind of when it started and why.
So, I mean, the name of the game is takeaways at the end of the day. We have to find a way to take the ball from the offense and get from the opponent and give it back to our offense. And just, you know, you think about DBs and you think about going back to high school and everything, and the first thing someone says is, well, he's a receiver that can't catch. You put him at defense. Well, that's not the case. We need guys that can catch the ball. And the problem with defensive backs is just we really don't catch enough balls. We don't get enough reps at catching balls on a daily basis. So the tennis balls just kind of came into play where it's just another opportunity to get a catch in, you know, and if you can catch a small tennis ball and it's kind of hard and it's difficult to catch, then you should be able to catch a football. And really just being I can remember being in the AFC North and the seeing the receiver coach with the Cincinnati Bengals working with his guys in preseason on that. And I said, surely if it's good enough for Chase and T. Higgins, it'll be good enough for my guys. So that's how I jumped on it.
Well, that's all. Let me just, Bobby, you can have the next question. I just want to explain. So while the team's stretching, Coach Brown has a tennis ball, and he's just walking, and he'll stand in front of a DB and toss him the ball, boom, catch it, and keep moving. And so they're stretching, but they're always kind of keeping an eye on when to catch it. So I appreciate it. Go ahead, Bobby.
And eye coordination, yeah, you never can get too much of that. Coach, before we let you run, Coach Brown, this is a two-part question. Talk to the fans about the development. I think I was high on him when we drafted him, Quincy Riley, and his development, where he's at. And kind of under the radar, you know, a lot of times when you're trying to figure out who's going to make the roster and you watch your training camp, OTAs, minicamp, training camp, Rajon Wright. And I just talk about those two players because – you know, Rajon Wright from Oregon State, kind of not a rookie or nothing, but kind of under the radar. And he has a physical presence about him. I mean, whenever you're a DB in a corner, you're 6'2", you're near 195, 200, that's going to stand out. But talk a little bit about Quincy Riley and Rajon Wright.
Excellent, excellent talking points. We're excited about both of those guys. I think it's time. I wouldn't be surprised if we saw Q get some reps this weekend. Great ball skills, great vision, really smart, can play inside, can play outside, and really everything that we saw in evaluation is what we believe we have in Q. And I'm excited for him. He's had a good camp. He's done a good job in practice, and I think it's his time to get out there and start playing and see if he can, you know, make those same plays that he did at Louisville. But I think we'll be pleased when he does get that opportunity because he's done a good job, and our organization did a really good job in evaluation as it relates to Q. So I'm excited for his time to come here in the near future. And Rajon is a pleasure to work with, and like you said, he is somewhat unique because he's not a young player, but he's not an older player either. Has a great frame, great lineage, I guess. Has a brother that plays in the NFL also, and he does a good job every day. And it's you can never have too many guys ready to play in this league. We know you're one, knock on wood, you're one play away from a guy being out. You know, we thought we lost Alante for a while in training camp. He even miraculously came back. So you can never have too many guys ready to play. And Rajon is definitely on that list of guys that at any point we expect him to be able to go in the game and execute.
kind of the same thing along with Ugo Amadi. Now, I mean, the guy's listed sometimes as safety, sometimes as corner, sometimes as DB. He can do a little bit of everything, and we've kind of grown so accustomed to him being out there, but he hadn't played on defense yet. Now, that's, you got Alante and Kool-Aid and Ike playing, so you got people healthy. But he's one of those guys that just, finds a way to make plays.
100%, 100%. There's no panic in his game. And again, it's early in the season. It's just a matter of time before we'll call on Ugo, and we all have confidence in his ability to go out and execute a game plan and play tight coverage and play tough in the run game and do all the things we need to do to play good football. So it's just a matter of time. We're fortunate right now. We're relatively healthy. Like you said earlier, we're young. And we're just fortunate right now with the group of guys that we have.
Well, Coach Brown, we appreciate your time. Best of luck in Seattle. Heading out there earlier, to get acclimated to the Pacific Northwest, and then, like Bobby said, and then to Buffalo the following week. So a lot of plane travel. So we appreciate your time. Best of luck.
Awesome, guys. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Quarterbacks coach Grady Brown. Bobby, as always, appreciate your time, my friend.
All right, yeah, we just got to get a win, Hoss. Just somehow, just get a win. I want a win for the Saints. I want a win for Spencer Rattler.
Yeah, I'm tired of that story. Of that story.
But he's not even close to the record. You know who has the record?
No, who?
And he's in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, Troy Aikman. We beat him 28-9 the first game. Troy Aikman with Dallas, they were 1-15. Steve Walsh got the only win that season. For Dallas.
There you go.
So that's why. Don't give up on Spencer yet.
It is early. Thank you, my friend. Have a good night.
All right, Hoss.
We'll take a break. We'll come back. Take a break. We'll come back, and we'll talk with Mike Dettillier. Talk about Monday Night Football. One game underway, one to go. NFC South. Lots more coming your way here on The Visit, Pensacola Saints Coaches Show on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Welcome back to The Visit, Pensacola Saints Coaches Show. Mike Hoss going back out to the Silver Slipper Casino in Hancock County, Mississippi, where Mike Dettillier, college, professional football, you name it, one of the best analysts out there. And we got the doubleheader going on Monday night, Tampa Bay in Houston right now, almost halftime, 14-10 Tampa Bay. Tampa trying to get off to a 2-0 start. And so, big Houston fans tonight, because you want the NFC South to be what it's been the last few years. And that's a little bit of everything in December, and everybody's still alive.
Yeah, Mike, but I got to pull for Tampa tonight because they was on our pick six, and I was one of the few that picked Tampa. So I got to go with that tonight. I'll pick against them later. I know Charlie don't like to hear that, but I got to go with them later. It's funny. You can see what Houston is trying to do with C.J. Stroud. With a very suspect offensive line, they are rolling him out. They are not letting him sit in that pocket. They are moving him. Because, man, he has taken some hellacious hits. And I hate to say it, CJ may go the route of Joe Burrow. If they don't fix that offensive line of the Texans, and they got all kind of pieces of the puzzle around him, but they got to fix that offensive line and fast.
And then the nightcap's going to be the L.A. Chargers 1-0 at Las Vegas. But I want to kind of talk about the season thus far. We've only played two games. So right now, Cleveland and Kansas City are 0-2. And who? Let's talk about who else are 0-2 at this point. Carolina.
Man. Yep.
Carolina, the New York Jets, Dolphins, Tennessee, Giants, and Chicago. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You played Carolina twice. Those teams are on the Saints' schedule this year.
Yeah, I watched some, because I got to do some stuff for the Titans also. But, man, they thought they had a shot. They had a lot of injuries with the Rams. Man, they got shellacked. The running game of the Rams just really got after them. And, man, Cam Ward can only do so much. He can't tackle. He can't throw a block. Can't catch a pass. But it's close with Cam. But they got it right at quarterback. Now they got to build around Cam Ward there. You saw, man, what a crazy game. With the Jets without Justin Fields. Man, Mike is just so early in the season. And to think Kansas City's 0-2. And two tough games. Right off the bat, you play the Chargers. And then yesterday, you play the Eagles. But they won all those close games over the years, last couple of years, they were winning those close games. And maybe this is the year you don't win those close games. I still think that they're a terrific team. They got all kind of talent on defense. Mahomes is who he is. But, man, offensive line play. And what does every team that hasn't won have in common? Problems up front. Offensive line. Every team that we talked about have issues up front. And it's so funny, you play in Seattle, and that was a team last year that really, they got their quarterback beat up pretty good, Geno Smith. Now they're trying to run the football more with Kenneth Walker and Charbonnet. The Saints are going to catch a tablespoon of that, of the running game with those two guys. Sam Darnold at quarterback. But defensively, how well they've improved from a year ago. And they better put a hat in a hat on that little guy in the middle, Byron Murphy from Texas. He had 1.5 sacks yesterday. He was constantly double-teamed, Mike, constantly. They had two guys hitting on him, and he still was such a presence as a pass rusher and a disruptor in the middle. Saints got to pay close attention to that, what Murphy has done. Man, he's really progressed well over the last 2 years.
Yeah, Seattle, I was talking to Coach Moore. I mean, the San Francisco touchdown to Tonges and then really the fumble, as they drive down, they're 2-0. I mean, San Francisco won that game. They did everything wrong. They were bad in the red zone. They turned the ball over. They did everything wrong. We found a way to win, or Seattle's 2-0.
Yeah, and that was a slugfest. I mean, that was a tough, hard-nosed game between the two, and that's when San Francisco was healthy. I mean, okay, they had a healthy team back then. It's not like the one that rolled into New Orleans. That was a very entertaining game. And, again, they've spent a lot of money, Mike, and that's going to be the talk. Sam Darnold. And how big of an upgrade, or is there an upgrade there with him and then them dealing Geno Smith off to the Raiders?
And, kickers. We always talk about kickers. And Jake Moody lost his job, and Younghoe Koo lost his job, and we have been focusing, at least it feels to me, the last year and a half on 60-yarders and 70-yarders and how this guy in Aubrey and all this. Well, guess what? You don't make him from 40, you lose your job. Younghoe Koo, Jake Moody, John Parker Romo comes in, goes 5 for 5, 16 points, and that's the only reason Atlanta wins on the road in Minnesota. And, man, I just feel like the kicking game, we've become so focused on 50-plus that, man, you got to practice the 39-yarders because that's going to cost you your job.
Mike, that's a great point. You know why? They practice more the long kicks than the short ones. I've talked to kicking coaches, and, because for me, I'm sort of a neophyte for a kicking situation. But they tell me a lot of these kickers, they're much more concentrated on 48 to 50, 55, 60, which has become routine in the NFL. Mike, just think about this. From 1960 to 2018, there were 20 field goals of 60 yards or more. You know how many they kicked last year from 60 yards or more? 20. In 1 year, they accomplished what it took 58 years in the NFL to do. You don't think that's the biggest change in the NFL, but what you bring up is absolutely correct. Look how much better the 49ers kicking game is with Eddie. Panero, he was an over 80% kicker, 83 or 84, I think, with the Panthers throughout the years. And look what he has done to solidify the 49ers kicking game. That's big. But Aubrey, he's special, man. I mean, it don't matter. Hey, put it down. I'll hit it. And he hit that 64-yarder. Mike, if you watch it, he cleared that thing by at least 5 yards. And that's remarkable.
But the thing about Pinheiro, San Fran's going, all right, when he misses the extra point, they go, are you kidding me?
Oh, kidding me, right.
Now, and he's a guy, he's 88% in his career. Yep. He's almost 95%. Against the Saints. He's played them with Chicago, the Jets, Carolina. So I was hoping keep Moody. So
that wasn't a good personnel move by the 49ers to help the Saints. Because Moody, every time he walked on the field, it didn't matter if it was 25, 35, 45. Yeah, you were 50-50 if he was going to hit that.
Yeah, it came a long way from being Money Moody at Michigan, that's for sure.
Yeah.
All right, my friend. Mike, as always, appreciate your time for you and Bobby out there at the Silver Slipper, and we'll see how things go tonight with Tampa and Houston, and we'll see you again next week.
Thank you. Thank you, Ellis. Thank you.
I want to thank, of course, Charlie Long in the booth tonight helping out, Kellen Moore, Saints head coach, and the quarterback's coach, Grady Brown. It will be in Seattle for the Saints. Maybe get that week one first victory for Coach Kellen Moore in his home state. A bit of a homecoming then off to Buffalo. Thanks for listening, everybody. The Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.